What is my superpower that made me a producer for the past 58 years? I have discovered my superpower that has rendered me as productive as a team of three. That has allowed me to consistently be a producer, for the past 58 years, producing way beyond what a normal person would. Want to know my superpower? I have three major emotional, gutter responses to things to do. 1. I hate it. I'd rather be dragged behind the horse tied to its tail for miles, than do it. When I contemplate it, my stomach and my gut tightens up and wants to purge. 2. I can live with it. I don't enjoy it, I don't hate it. 3. I enjoy doing it. Oftentimes the disgust and hatred for Category 1 subsides and for a really short while, a few minutes, I can live with it. Household chores are like that. Laundry, throwing away things, putting items on eBay to sell. Other items spend minutes in Category 1 and then quickly move to Category 2. Most energy work is like that. Items that persist in Category 1 are few and far between, but it's still a decent amount, 10% of what there is to do. Like uncluttering. I probably could do more of it if I had some urgency, like a need to. If I had someone work with me on it, that would make it almost fun. But the most important thing I discovered about myself, is this. I can do Category 2, because my context for it is, I don't have to do only what I like to do, what I enjoy to do. I can't do well things I don't like to do, I don't enjoy to do. I am not a prima donna, I am not someone whose mother needs to wipe my ass. I am a normal person, and normal persons do what they need to do without any problems or whining and complaining. That is who I am. For example, I really don't like to learn something new to do. I have to go through the phase of incompetence, real incompetence, where I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. For example, I want to learn to write articles I can publish anywhere, not just on my site where people already know me, and I am allowed to meander a lot. So I bought a course, and now I am dealing with Category 1 feelings, want to throw up. The course says, write an outline. I have no idea how to write an outline, I have been escaping it forever. So I am procrastinating. It is procrastination when you know you will do it, but not right now. Now you are dealing with the bad feelings instead. True. Eventually, maybe even later today, I'll discuss it with someone, and we'll see some light. Then think about it tomorrow. And see a little more light, see that maybe I have been occasionally doing something like an outline before, so it shouldn't be such a big deal. And maybe after 3 days of hating on it, I'll do an outline, and then the article. And it will be, most likely, horrible, dry, stilted, but it will be a stillborn. But I'll see that it can give birth after doing an outline. And then the second and the third will be less dead. And eventually I may be able to write acceptable articles that way, and can start getting new readers by putting those on article directories. Gently taking something from Category 1 hate to Category 2, where I can do it even though I don't like doing it. How much of what I do in a day is Category 2, you ask? Let me muscle test, 70%. Now the number even surprised me. That is a 70% most people don't do. This means I only spend 20% of my time doing something I actually enjoy doing. Now that I am going to ask a different question, am I enjoying writing this article? Muscle test says no. I am not hating it, but enjoying? Enjoying is special. What do I enjoy? I enjoy talking to Kathleen, my friend down the street. I enjoy watching detective TV shows on Amazon Prime. I enjoy reading detective novels and thrillers. When they get exciting and make me think. I enjoy playing freestyle and train myself to see more connections, more of my own behavior. There used to be certain foods I used to enjoy. All of them turned out to be bad for me, very bad. I also enjoy some of my conversations with students and clients. About 10% of each conversation is Category 3 for me. The rest. Category 2. I don't have to enjoy it to do it. It needs to get done. It needs to go somewhere. My enjoyment is not the goal. So, you see, none of the Category 3 things is work. In essence, so little, that if I only did that, I would be in the poorhouse. The art is to know what is the context and have some power altering it. Context is either default, meaning a context from the past, from tree of knowledge, society, parents. Not yours. Or it is created. Few people ever create anything, including context. Many people think that context is like positive thinking, saying it is milk and honey, or whatever the f positive thinkers say. I hate positive thinking. I prefer being a creator of my life through creating my context. My context for work is not positive at all. But it has created a life for me that is worth having. A life I can write home about. A life I can be proud of. Instead of mastering positive thinking, start contemplating context. And if you want to master it, then master it. Your life depends on it. Not just how you feel about it, but what you use it for. You may already know that the trickiest part of integrity is, if you do things in a disempowering context, then your life can't work. Because without integrity nothing works. My context for work is very empowering. Empowerment doesn't mean positive, or happy, or exhilarating, or grand, or happy, or high-spirited, or awoke, or, yeah, the list of BS interpretation of empowerment is endless. Longer than the disempowering context list. You do things because that is the thing to do. Is this an empowering statement? It is if it empowered you, and it isn't if you are still daydreaming about other things you'd rather do. You do things because you want to make money with it. Is this an empowering statement? It is if it empowers you, if you find yourself doing what there is to do without thinking of the outcome, the money. If you hold the money in mind, then of course you are not doing a very good job, because you are putting only some of your efforts into what you are doing, a clear indication of not being empowered. When I am doing category 2 things, 70% of everything I do, I am thinking of nothing else. Or when a thought pops into my head, I stop doing the thing, think the other thing through, be done with it, and then I return to do my category 2 thing. This happens approximately 20 times a day. Don't be mistaken, I am also interrupted by my own thoughts in the middle of doing work. But I don't try to pretend to work, while the invading thought is there. I stop doing what I'm doing, and handle it. And then, when it's done, I return to doing what I was doing. Multitasking is a myth. Thinking about one thing and doing another well is a myth. No integrity, no good results, shitty life. Guaranteed. In the Integrity Home Study course I teach enough context creation to make you dangerous. If you, after completing the course, having cleaned up your integrity, if then you see that you want to become a producer, you can continue in another course that is specific for context creation. But without cleaning up your integrity, you can't. You won't. So don't email me for that link. I won't give it to you. No integrity, no context will do much for you. Bummer, eh? So go ahead and kiss the frog and damn it. Clean up your integrity. You can do it. I know you can. Will you? It is totally up to you. I give you all the tools, what you do with them is in your hands. Okay, here is the righteous link. Clean up your integrity. Like with everything in life, the price of the course has just gone up. But if you buy it before Friday midnight, you can get the old price, just use the coupon code ALMOST30. And just so you know, because without integrity nothing works, that also means none of my courses work without integrity. Including the soaring method. Why? Because without integrity your word has no power. And all my courses, but especially the soaring method relies on the power of your word to put you into an altered state. So if you don't want integrity, I recommend Mind Valley instead of my programs. They promote ayahuasca. Maybe that is what you should do.